The National Pulse, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
Well, as we get to the end of most political parties or governments, and even regional and provincial, at the end of this administration, understandably, they're all doing their own evaluations. That is the case with regard to the KwaZulu-Natal provincial legislature. My guest is Nontembeko Boyce, Speaker of the KZN provincial legislature. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, and greetings to you and the listeners.
Thank you. Now, understand that as we get to the end of this, the sixth administration, you have certain points about the region that you administer or govern that you'd like to punctuate. Tell us about them.
Now, what I wanted to speak about is the experiences that you've had over this term, especially considering that it was more of a difficult time because of COVID-19, what happened in 2021 in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and also the 2022 floods in the province. But regardless of that, what then happened in us in terms of our mandate, the ability for the legislature, the 80 members, to forge ahead with the mandate that were given by the Constitution. And when we were forging ahead with that, being able to exercise oversight, do the lawmaking, but importantly, the unity of the parties in the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal making that possible. And we learned a lot from what has happened, including what we have always been doing as the legislature of KwaZulu-Natal, the civic education that we usually do prior to elections. But in the context of these lessons, the three lessons that we have seen, it became a new phenomenon that we are speaking to people that others are still having families or family members that were never buried. But as a province, we are moving ahead. We are able to have these communities integrated with the rest of the province by the work that we are doing as a legislature through public participation. The inclusion in terms of diversity, because the public participation of public involvement side, where we have to include new symposiums and speaking to new target groups, the LGBTQIA, including the young women, but also being able to speak about difficult subjects, the sex work, and how it impacts generally the society in the province. So we think that as a province of KwaZulu-Natal and as the members, we've had a good term, because we're able to learn from the misfortunes that we've had, but through the leadership of the parties that were party to the legislature and the unity that was demonstrated in the legislature. We had come to this time where we celebrate the end of the term, but we were able to not have this fall apart that we might have had when we're faced with the three major challenges that we had.
And when you say you've had a good term, I mean, what would you rate your administration's term out of 10?
Look, when you're looking at yourself, I might be looking at ourselves and probably blow our own horn. But before I come to 10 out of 10, I will say that we think that we've done pretty well in reaching more people and involving more people in the programs of the legislature. We have done in bringing in new legislation in the province, whether we're speaking about the scrutiny of the subordinate legislation that has been done in the province, and the racialization of the economic development provincial act, and the fact that we're the first province that by the 1st of April, when we were supposed to have the new PPFA in effect, we were ready with a policy that was adopted by all political parties, and how we continue to have new innovations in terms of the school functionality and other new facets like the special ad hoc committee that was dealing with the procurement for COVID-19, I usually give ourselves 8 out of 10 because there is always a room to do more. We could have done much more if we had at least more learning opportunities.
Okay.
I say more learning opportunities because we learn not only through what we have seen, because there are also other programs that we could have attended during the time of lockdown that were going to open us up that
okay.
we could not.
Let me just to end up, we've got about 30 seconds to go. I understand the learnings around, you know, taking Parliament to what I call the e-Parliament era in terms of digital embracing has certainly escalated dramatically so, right, with the KZN legislature, right? In 30
Indeed,
seconds.
Indeed, we have escalated. That's why I said the new ways of us having to involve people. We have improved in the terms of the e-Parliament. All the members of the legislature, we were holding the committees and the House virtually right from the start. We started from the 1st of May to even have the Workers' Parliament of 2020 virtually.
Okay.
And I think that we are very fine in that area.
Well, 8 out of 10, as you said, let's leave it at that. That's Nontembeko Boyce, Speaker of the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Legislature, giving themselves 8 out of 10.